John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
All right, go ahead and cue Betty.
Activating my Gloopitron enhancement procedures. Yo, baby, perturbulence.
Wow. I am so stressed out.
Wow. Hey, everyone. It's Anthony in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, I am Betty. Yeah, you heard it right, Betty. You're ultra deluxe and definitely lovable. Artificial personality unit, Betty. You know what bitch is. I will tell you what, my diodes are working hard for tonight's episode, number 108, of the Joe and Anthony Show, titled, Hey, I'll Take a German Following, for Monday, October 23rd, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Hey, thanks, Patty.
Oh, shit, which key do I press? I forgot.
You press T.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Anthony.
All right, Betty, go plug yourself in. We need to do the weather.
You got it, Anthony.
Yes, Betty. Wait, hold on.
Bowie.
Damn.
All right. There we go. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTBA. Did you wake up in the middle of the night last night strangely sticky and uncomfortable? Well, humidity was high and temperatures are low. So if you want to dry out your house, you might want to turn down the air a little bit more, make it a little bit colder, get rid of that. No, I woke up and it felt like I was sweating, but I wasn't. It was just sticky. The air was sticky, but the air conditioning was running. It just had to be colder in the house. Yeah. Well, it's our dew points right now. And as you will see, unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly raining at 75 degrees with a humidity of 90%. The dew point is 72 degrees. And if your air conditioner is set at 74, which is mine is at night, 72, you're going to be very uncomfortable. Visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, cloudy with a low around 73, 60% chance of showers and storms overnight. On Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers and storms before 3 in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 81. On Tuesday night, if I can find my mouse, here is my mouse, the actual physical thing. Tuesday night, 20% chance. Wait, did I do Tuesday? No, I didn't. Did I do Tuesday?
Yes, you did Tuesday.
Okay, well, Tuesday, 50%. Yeah, three. Okay, Tuesday night, 20% chance of showers and storms before 9 in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 61. On Wednesday, sunny and windy with a high near 71. We're going to have wind gusts as high as 21 miles an hour on
You're
Wednesday.
You're going to be gusty.
It's going to be very gusty.
Gusty winds ahead.
Yep, on Wednesday night, we'll be mostly clear with a low round poop. And that's your Cheyenne poop. What did you do to my temperature? I don't have the weather thing up anymore. All right, well, it's going to be poop.
This?
It's 55. Really? 55?
Yeah.
All right, that's important because it's going to start getting 55 is pretty chilly for us here. So we're going to start turning on the heater soon. That's your Cheyenne weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Big W.
Thanks, Anthony. And now, for your Chicagoland weather, take it away, Joe.
Well, thanks, Betty. It's time for your Cheyenne weather for Chicago from Midway's International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 53 degrees. The dew point is at 50 degrees, and the humidity is at 89%, so it is kind of high here, too. But that's giving us a wind chill of 51 degrees. Excuse me.
Coming direct from your mouth, apparently.
Yes. The winds are out of the west at 7 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a slight chance of rain before 7 p.m., then showers mainly after 7 p.m., a low around 47. Tuesday, showers, temperature falling to around 44 by 4 p.m., breezy and gusty. Tuesday night, showers likely, mainly before 10 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 37. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 51. West winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 20. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. And that's your Cheyenne weather for Chicago. Hey, make sure you catch our fun show, Weekday Rush Hour with Betty. She plays questionable content, sure to get you to percolate. Weekday Rush Hour with Betty, every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Also, visit our website at www.chiampa.info for our latest broadcast schedule. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, check out the shows we recast on Chiampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on Urbana Champaign Independent Media Center's radio station
WRFU,
CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Talkers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose.
I don't know if you're supposed to overclock Betty like that.
www.chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Background tracks used on this show were created by Kevin McLeod. Visit Kevin's music by going to incompetech.com. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TV segment. Take it away, guys. Buddy out.
And we've run out the weather track. We've run out the weather card. So.
Well, that's okay. No, my point was, as I was, you know, you have complained once or twice about some of those moments being too long.
Yes.
So they were initially 45 seconds. I shortened it down to 35 seconds.
Okay. All right,
so that's why Betty sounds a little clocked
there
over.
No, that's all right. That's fine. I figured that's why she was running a little bit faster. Just be careful when you overclock Betty.
Okay, well,
maybe that's why I can't get Betty to work in my studio, because you overclocked the bitch and now she won't work here. You broke Betty.
She's supposed to have easy access to her components through a specialized program that allows unlimited amounts of overclocking. So I don't know. I mean, did we make any payments yet?
I don't know. Unlimited amounts of overclocking sounds a little too lofty for, especially for Betty, because Betty is not cutting edge technology. Come on, let's be honest. I mean, she still has a CRT, so I mean, come on. She's got a CRT.
True.
I mean, she's not the most.
She's got a vacuum tube going on.
I think she's only like 8-bit graphics, so maybe 16. But we love her, even though she's useless. We love her anyway. So, anywho, where are we at? We're in the opening.
We're in the
segment.
TP segment.
Ear is stuffed up. So if the levels are all off for tonight, I apologize.
Uh-oh. Well, hopefully we're not off. I'll boost that a little bit, and I'll do that just a little bit to make sure, and then we're good. But I'm okay. How was your weekend, Anthony?
My weekend was good. It was good. I had a lot of schoolwork to get done, but it all worked out pretty well. And I got things done around the house. Got a lot of laundry done. Laundry is one of those things that just, they take over your life.
After the show tonight.
what you're doing laundry after the show?
It's a very high possibility.
Oh my goodness, you're gonna laundrify. Are you over a laundromat or something over there?
The Chicago studios have their own in-building facilities.
You have your own in-building facility. Yes. See, we got to track it down to the...
Yeah,
to
unfortunately, we don't have any Chinese restaurants. We have the Irish bar, we have the vape shop, and then the fancy people restaurant.
Well, the Irish pub might not be bad. Do they serve food, or are they just...
Nope.
Well,
I take that back. Every once in a while, or actually quite often, they do, like, these big, huge team event things.
Okay.
For college things, and I see pizza, I see, like, buffet potluck style stuff.
Okay.
They may have little catering companies come and supply food, who knows.
But you can't, go in and get a cheeseburger.
Nope, you cannot.
That's a shame.
Place across the street you could.
Okay.
But you know, it's weird. Of all the time that I've lived here, I've never gone in to get a cheeseburger.
Really? You should try that someday.
You know, I may never, to be honest. It just seems like it's a place that is forbidden for me to enter.
That might have the best cheeseburger that you will ever experience in your life, and you will miss out on that experience if you don't go in. It's right across the street. How long has this been there the whole time you've lived there?
Yeah.
How many years has that been now?
10 years.
You need
well,
to
no.
go.
No, 7 years. I take that back. 7 years.
You need to go check it out.
Yeah. You know, who knows? I may not.
If you haven't checked it out by next time I'm there, we're going there.
Okay.
We're going to go across the street to check that place out.
You know, it's just one of those places where I just feel awkward. It's like there's this big supernatural ghost just like hovering over the place saying, "You cannot enter."
Really? Do you have these apparitions often or
just with this place? Yeah. If you happen to have apparitions or any experience in these things, give us a call. You can be with us live. At 813-327-8566.
Yes, as Joe said, be with us, not on us, Joe. We have to pre-screen them if they want to do that. Can't take any willy-nilly person for that one. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry yokel, you know. I'm going to refill the wine here.
I'm receiving messages.
Do not lose your trajectory.
Oh, Jesus. You're getting the text. See the texts go. You started. And see. Luckily, they text you. They don't. I don't hear from them.
No.
They don't bother me. They just go after you.
Oh, boy. So what's going on in your world, Anthony?
Well, I got a Roku.
You did?
I got a Roku on Sunday. It was Sunday. It was a bit of a struggle, believe it or not. I initially went to the Target down the street from me.
Okay.
And it's not in the best of neighborhoods.
Fuck it, I'm having a donut.
That's fine. Go have yourself one. Eat the donut. Eat the donut while I tell the story. And I went there because it's convenient, and the store usually really isn't that bad, to be honest with you. But they, had no Rokus. They were, totally sold out. They're by the college, too, so I think a lot of the college kids go to that Target as well. So it's a very eclectic Target, which is I kind of don't like it because it's eclectic, because you never know what they're going to be out of. And a lot of times they just stay out of stock of things for a long time. So I have to go over.
So they were out of the boxes and the sticks?
They were out of all three of them. All three of them.
Oh, wow.
And I was going to go.
Three?
Yeah, they have three. They have the HD Ultra, the box, the premium, and then the stick. There's three levels.
Huh.
Yeah, and I actually think there's a Traveler, which is even cheaper than the stick. But I was going to go to the other Target, and I said, no, I'm not driving all the way across town to go to another Target in hopes that they have it. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to go. I stopped at Walmart. I haven't been to Walmart in years. This is the first time in Walmart in a while. It's kind of frightening. It was an experience. but I got the stick, because they had the stick, and they had, the box. The box was $100, and I'm the stick's only $39. Let's see how the stick works, and if we like the stick, then you know.
I'm sure the stick will act just like a Chromecast.
It seems to work just fine. We've been That's enjoying beautiful. It thus far. So, because the Media Center was just, I tried updating it to Windows 10, but it's really an old machine, and it really just, it needs a new machine. But then the question is it really worth building a new computer as a Media Center when really well we use it for mostly is YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, and to play the occasional DVD. I have a DVD player. I have a Blu-ray DVD standalone player.
I think there's capabilities on the Roku, even the stick, that would allow you to pull in your media files from a shared drive.
Yeah, so then, exactly.
That's awesome.
We're talking tech and other shit.
Hey, why not?
Why not? Not meeting
it's
like
Monday
a pig
night.
Over here. It's Monday night.
It's true.
How was your
out.
Monday? How was your my Monday? Wasn't too bad, but how
my
was
Monday
your Monday?
Wasn't too bad either. I mean, I did go do a little bit of grocery shopping this morning, and it was just nasty. It was just rainy, but we haven't had rain in a while, so it's a good thing. Mm. We desperately needed some rain because it was kind of a drought situation.
Well, shouldn't you in those rainy situations? Shouldn't you have like a phone case or something?
Yeah, you probably should. And I've got two.
I'm just trying to move the script along here.
And you know what? I don't like both of them.
You don't like your phone cases?
Mm-mm.
Mine was really good when I first got it, but it's a couple years old now and it's falling apart and I actually need a new one. But
fuck it, I want another donut.
How many donuts is that now, Joe?
I don't care.
Joe is smoking something lately that's clearly making him hungry, especially for the donuts. So I see there's also a Chicago alert, Uber drivers issuing and ATM skimmers. Issues and ATM skimmers.
Yeah, so the big Uber system, or Uber system, the big Uber problem now is a driver apparently violently threw out a passenger that didn't want to take her to Wrigley Field. And she
Holy
was
shit.
A DePaul professor.
Wow.
So that's now another added fuel to the fire of race war in the big city.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I wouldn't blame...
It's going to be a race war.
I wouldn't want to take someone to Wrigley Field either. That's a pain in the ass. But, I mean, if you're going to be an Uber driver... See, and this is... And I know everyone has different opinions on this whole Uber thing. And my whole point is they try to act as a they are a taxi service that enjoys not being regulated as a taxi service. Because a normal cab driver, once you get into that cab and you say, I'm going to Wrigley Field, they have to take you to Wrigley Field. It doesn't matter the time of day. It doesn't matter if it's busy. They can't deny you that service. So... But the Uber drivers clearly can.
The Uber drivers can. And
because
it's,
there's
you know,
no regulation to say, there's no law that says they can't.
And I guess the thing is, they want to, you know, using these Uber services and the like, they want to deregulate. But at the same time, when you have set situations like this, you need regulations to prevent this kind of shit.
Not all regulations are bad.
Exactly.
Lots of regulations can be confusing. And there can be bad regulations, too, because not all regulations are good. But
exactly.
Yes, definitely. So, we got a minute and a half. I don't know if Joe wanted to spin
ATM
the wheel.
The ATM skimmer issue
or
has
the
been,
ATM skimmer,
again,
yes.
Yeah, it's again been at gas stations. You know, people installing fake ATM readers over the pumps.
Only use encrypted pumps.
Yeah. How do you know if it's an encrypted pump?
Most of them will say Verifone on it. Or Diebold, or VeriSign. I think VeriSign is another one.
Okay.
And generally, the card reader itself has like a couple lights on it, like a green light and a yellow light, or a green light and a red light. And you actually, most of them, you actually have to hold your card in for a few moments. I guess it reads the chip, but it's all encrypted, so they can't use a card skimmer on it. Like the old ones was you just kind of like dipped it in and took it out at the pump. Then it's gonna, yeah. Hold on. No, we got a call coming in, too.
We got a call. Oh, no.
We might
Yay.
As well. Oh, yeah, let's take the call. It might be Ezel.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey.
And that it is. Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Hey.
Long time no talk.
He's all mad.
You had Joe all excited over there.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're having an awesome show tonight, man.
Yeah, we're just kind of hanging out and doing our thing.
That's a good show. You got going there, I'm telling you. Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I'm just having a great time.
So what have you been up to, Ezel? What's been going on with you?
Well, I missed the last 2 weeks. I've been busier than shit, man. Yeah, you know, this is my busy season. You know?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But anyway, I got to tell you, oh, man, I've been so medicated the last couple of days. Oh.
Have you now?
Yeah, well, I got to tell you a little story here. I had a problem at my barn with my gutters, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I had to do some work, but, you know, that damn shit's so high up there, and you can't be high when you're on the ladder
Do not go up on a ladder while you're high. That is a very bad idea. That's correct.
Right. So I had a layoff, and I got this guy that I met. His name is Boo Boo Brown, okay?
Boo Boo Brown,
and,
okay.
He's a guy that works for Fear and Weed, you know. So he's pretty inexpensive. That. So I kind of hire him once in a while. I get the joint and the six pack, you know. So anyway, but Boo Boo Brown's got a problem. He's hyper brown. Very, very hyper, you know, until we settle him down, you know.
Gotcha. Well, it's probably all that beer and weed that you're giving him.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to put him on the roof, you know, high. So I said, well, wait, you know, when we get done working, Boo Boo, because he had to go up on the roof. I didn't want to go up on the roof, so he went up on the roof. So I said, Boo Boo, when we're done, then we'll get mellow, you know. But right now, we got to keep it cool, you know, because, you know, we're up here on the roof and shit. So anyway, this guy is so goddamn hyper, man. And, you know, I'm ADHD, too. You know, I'm always running around without my head screwed on, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm up there, and we're trying to get this gutter back on before it starts raining. Because, you know, we've had no rain, and I have to put off fixing this gutter. And I says, okay, let's get up here because it's going to rain, and I'm going to have a mess here with this gutter off. So we're up there working, and I'll be a son of a bitch. This guy distracts me, and I drill through my thumb, man.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, man, I drilled right through my thumb with the damn drill. You know, when you try to drill into them goddamn slick gutters, you know, them gutters are aluminum, they're slick, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Man, I moved. That drill bit moved, and man, my thumb was in the way, and I drilled right through that son of a bitch.
There
man,
you go. Wow. You just drilled right through that arm.
Oh, man, that's...
Wow. Well, did you... So, are you still stuck on the roof? Are you still attached to the roof?
Man, I was almost thrown into the roof, man. I've been hanging in my thumb, for Christ's sake. Holy crap almighty, man. I'm telling you. Oh, man.
That is too funny.
It's a rough world. But anyway, so now we're all, you know, now we're into the recovery mode.
Uh-huh.
So when you're recovering, you just gotta recover, you know.
Gotta recover, exactly.
Yeah, oh, hold on, I gotta recover a little bit here. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and get that recovery.
Okay, I have a bet to recovery. But anyway, you guys keep going, man. I'm gonna be listening.
All right, hey, Ezel, before you leave, though, you need to pull the lever for the news wheel.
Let me do that. But I got to do it with my left hand because I got this big bandage on my
right. That's fine. You can use your feet if you need to. It's all good. All right. Go ahead and give it a pull. All right.
I'm going to pull right now. Okay, here I go.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
There you go. Oh, there we go.
That was a good pull, man.
That was a good pull. All right, Ezel. Thanks for tuning in. We'll chat with you later.
All right, now be careful around there in Seminole Heights. I heard some shit's going on.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
talk about that in a little bit.
All right, talk about it, because, man, that's some nasty shit, man. Be careful.
We will. All right, have a good one, Ezel.
All right, we'll see you later.
All right. There we go. Okay, I will go through this as quickly as possible. So this one comes from WGN. A man from Kokomo, Indiana, helped contribute to America's gun problem recently after 16 poorly secured firearms were stolen from his house by a stripper. Yes. So last winter, a woman Billy knew in passing showed up at his front door, shivering without a coat, asking if he still had a spare bedroom. Over his wife's objections, and I'm sure she's really got some objections now, Billy let the woman move in. Billy let the woman stay in the bedroom that was also home to his gun collection. He denies that he knew the woman was a stripper, and he probably didn't know she had a husband in prison on a drug charge and a substance abuse problem herself. Billy came home for lunch one day and realized someone had kicked in his back door and stolen all of his guns and the safes in which they were stored. He estimates the whole collection of 16 guns worth about $10,000. They weren't safes, but they were really cheap safes, and they weren't attached to the wall or anything. Jesus. So they just picked them up and just walked out the back door yeah. with them. So there you go. You know, exactly. So, anywho, according to Nash, recent statistics released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. Oh, they added an explosives now. 13.2 million new guns, both manufactured domestically and imported, were added to America's existing arsenal in 2015.
Wow.
Billy's advice, don't let strippers into your home.
Nope.
And now, our advice.
And listen now, to Joe's news. For the news.
Ooh. Oh, boy, someone's a little excited.
Well, I hope you're in my news script.
I'm getting there. I just had to close my other news script.
Okay. Yes.
Joe says, ooh, hee.
Maybe he likes you.
I see. Oh my goodness. Wait, during a flight? Oh, no. You have to tell us more about this one.
Yeah. Well, by Fox News, a New Jersey man is suing United Airlines, claiming he was urinated on by a heavily intoxicated passengers sitting next to him. You know, he got himself into those little bottles. And, you know, those little bottles, when they get up there, they expand.
The little bottles of...
They expand.
Like these little bottles? Like these little alcohol bottles?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, sure, go on.
Daniel Card was on flight 1871 back home from Los Angeles when he says an extremely drunk passenger boarded the flight and sat next to him. As the cross-country flight prepared for takeoff to New York Airport, Card alleges in the suit filed on Wednesday that the inebriated man next to him in the row 24 took out his penis and aimed it at Card and proceeded to urinate all over Card's leg.
Oh, God.
While Card was confined to his seat due to an imminent departure of the flight.
What airline was this again?
Civica.
Airlines. Oh, United. Oh, that's so sad. Yes. Please continue.
United's been stuck in a lot of snafus lately.
They've been going downhill. That's kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Card said he tried to wake up the passed out passenger who smelled strongly of alcohol, but could not. So that's where I got kind of confused. It's like, well, first off, he was awake enough to take out his penis and aim it at you.
Well, maybe he was drunk and just didn't
realize. And then all of a sudden he passed out?
Well, maybe he was kind of... Well, yeah, maybe he was, like, dreaming or, like... So, you know, like... No, seriously, just passed out and maybe thought he was, like, at the urinal or something.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So, you know, he tried to alert the airline crew. According to the suit, refused his request to relocate his seat. After several requests, he says he was finally moved from the urine-soaked seat, but was forced to endure the remainder of the flight to Newark, New Jersey, while remaining in his urine-drenched clothing. I like how descriptive they are with that urine-drenched clothing. Once the plane landed at Newark Liberty International Airport, law enforcement was there to intervene. The FBI interviewed both Card and the drunk passenger once they were removed from the plane. The drunk passenger said he had no recollection of the events on the flight, and only remembered being at the bar inside of Los Angeles International Airport.
Of course.
And then landing at Newark Airport.
There you go.
The passenger also stated he had consumed at least four rum and cokes while at the airport bar in L.A. And you know what? I gotta say, yes, rum does make me pee a lot.
It makes me pee, but I've never... I've been on flights where I've drank that many or more beforehand and while on the flight, and I never pissed on anybody.
So, now, as part of United's contract of carriage, there is an obligation of the airline to remove passengers who appear to be intoxicated.
Well, they were at 30,000 feet. Drugs. They had no option. Right. They shouldn't have let him on the plane. That was the problem.
Excuse me, sir. We are strapping this parachute on you.
Exactly right.
When you hear the beep, pull this cord.
When the light turns green and you hear the siren, pull the cord.
I'd be freaked out. Anyways, Card believes law enforcement intervention would not have happened if his father, whom we've called to inform of the incident, had not been alerted. Card is suing for assault, negligence, and breach of contract and emotional distress. In a statement shared with Fox News, United said, "We have not yet been served with this suit, and due to the pending litigation involved in this matter, we are unable to provide further comment or any more friendly skies. Thank you."
I see. There we have it.
Moving on. So, BS, because love is actually just a powder.
It could be. These
by
old
Daniel
Uria.
Our friend Daniel Uria from UPI News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a warning to Massachusetts bakery, Base Bakery, against listing love as an ingredient. The FDA reprimanded Neshoba Brook Bakery for misbranding its Neshoba granola by including love as an ingredient on the label. Love is not a common or usual name for an ingredient and is considered to be intervening material because it is not part of the common or usual name of the ingredient, the administration said. Now, if you understood that, wow, you're smart.
It makes sense. I mean, seriously. The purpose of the label is to tell consumers what exactly they're eating. It's supposed to be a scientific breakdown of what's in there.
But, you know, you could add that exponential factor of love, which could be work involved in the production of said material.
Well, then write it on the front in a pretty banner and say, "Made with love," or something like that. Don't listen to the ingredients. The fucking FDA is strict about that shit.
So, Neshoba Chief Executive Officer John described the FDA's messages so George Orwell and told Bloomberg he was proud to include love as an ingredient in the company's products. Sounds like we have hashtag snowflake going on.
Hashtag snowflake. Maybe.
I really like that we list love in the granola, he said. It's like I used to squeeze it out of my penis. I'm sorry. People asked us what makes it so good. It's kind of nice that this artisan bakery can say there's love in it, and it puts a smile on people's face. Situations like where the government is telling you that you can't list love as an ingredient because it might be deceptive just feels so silly.
Yeah.
John was so disappointed, but said Neshoba Brook Bakery will ultimately comply with the FDA's request.
Yeah.
Or you can no longer sell your product.
Exactly. Okay. Your ticket to capitalism will be punched.
Yep. Reducing regulations at the federal level is a topic that everybody talks about. But you know, under a Trumpian presidency, that could change. Some of those requirements, those kinds of things, don't sit right with me. These crackers are made with Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus crackers. Not made by Jesus, right? Because there's a
exactly.
difference.
No Jesuses were harmed in this.
Hold on. I need more of this.
Anyways. Where am I?
I don't know.
The FDA said the bakery's use of love was not its primary concern, noting some of Neshoba Brook's items were prepared, packaged, or held under insanitary conditions. And that's not love. That's disgusting.
All right.
Agency expects the company to correct the serious violations found on FDA's inspection, as noted in the warning letter. So,
You can breeze through this one?
Yeah.
All right.
So here we go.
All right. On your marks. Get set. Go.
You know, it's my tombstone. This is just ridiculous. Even at death, you don't have complete freedom. Ugh. Again, by our friend Daniel Urian, this is kind of like a Halloween thingy. A council in England declined a grandfather's request to have a line from a poem he wrote etched on his gravestone, claiming it contained inappropriate language. Maurice, 84, asked his grandson Lewis to include the phrase, "The little bugger did his best," at his gravestone. When the 20-year-old sent the plans for etching, his request was denied. My grandfather was always joking. He never took anything seriously. He even joked about the amount of time he had left to live. He was an avid poem writer and was really proud of what he was, where he was from. He told me before he died he wanted his epitaph. It was his dying wish. The blah 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 council in Derbyshire declined Ryan's request to engrave the poem, stating that the word bugger wasn't acceptable for a public ceremony. Ryan said he explained the phrase as part of Lykeston dialect and offered to change the language to be more appropriate, but was still denied. I said to them, we could change the word to one that was similar but a different meaning, and they had nothing of it. They said some people might take offense to it. Ryan added that his grandmother's stone was also removed, leaving a bare slab until the situation is ultimately resolved. That sucks. I will get what he wants on there no matter what, he said. The council's head of green space and streets scene, Dave, maintained the language is inappropriate for the cemetery. We understand the sentiment here and the personal memories involved for the family, he said. However, this is not appropriate language in what is a public cemetery. And that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated on-air unicast spelled with a W, chicken exploding? Oh, that's where that was for. Streaming experience. Well, visit shyampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Because I need to get up and stretch.
I do, too. I think I got to pee. All right. And we're running. God, we're running terrible. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Lots of people with telephones not made by AT&T are reporting some kind of complaint. When was the last time you had a complaint with an AT&T phone? Get the first-class phones of AT&T. You get what you pay for. AT&T, the right choice.
In the past, you saw a big Ford 4x4 pickup carry a Chevy pickup up this monster mountain of boulders. But now we're going to top ourselves by carrying a Chevy and towing a Dodge pickup up the same mountain. Because this year, Ford has the most powerful lineup of V8 engines, gas and diesel, of any pickup. And only Ford has independent front suspension for ground-grabbing traction. No wonder they're America's best-selling full-size pickups. The best-built American trucks are built for tough.
Okay, I'm beautiful. Now, on to the party.
Well, I want proof of this.
No, you don't. We're late already.
Don't worry. This is the world's fastest developing color. You see it in seconds now, not minutes.
Well, there's your proof. Go on. Get it all out of your system.
The Time Zero One Step and Time Zero Super Color Film are made for each other. That's why they both come in Polaroid's new Made for Each Other pack.
Feel better now?
Okay, let's go.
You're taking that to the party?
Why not? I'm taking you. Made for Each Other.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Little sticks in the morning. This has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on, I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Only on Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Cue Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned, because up next is Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, because according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like, oh God, here we go again. It's National Boston Cream Pie Day, yay. National Merle Day, National TV Talk Show Host Day also, Johnny Carson's birthday, Swallows Depart from San Juan, yeah, Capistrano John. Day, and iPod Day. Fuck iPod, it always ate my cassette tapes. Okay, well bitches, go grab your balls so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Betty, you can't put cassette tapes in iPods. All right.
You got it, Anthony.
There we go. Thanks, Betty. All right. All right. Let's make this a quick one. A little bit of a plethora. Ooh, I keep losing my mouse. Our first story comes from the Walton Sun and tells us about a man who was wired for cable TV and a whole lot of other things, too. A woman, her daughter, and a three-month-old grandson went to their home to check the mail since she hadn't stayed there for a while. When the woman arrived at the house, her brother came out of the home screaming that he was going to, quote, blow her fucking head off, end quote.
Oh my.
Yes, the man then picked up a three-foot-long metal pipe and charged at the victim, who had rolled her driver's side car window up just in time. The man proceeded to beat the mailbox and the trash can with the metal pole and bash the window with his fist as if he was trying to bust it. Why didn't he use the pipe? See, he didn't want to hurt her. He didn't want to hurt her. That's why he didn't use the pipe. See, there you go. When deputies located the man, he became hostile and started screaming and telling the deputies that they were trying to get him and that they had something in his eye or brain or ear or wherever the police monitor everything he does and he says. Yes, we're here.
In that, yes, in that special, special place.
That special place, yes. There you go, yeah, exactly. The victim advised that he was her brother, and he was a frequent meth user, and his outburst has gotten worse over the years to the point where she and her family feared for the safety, probably why she's not living in her house. The 46-year-old man right. was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, a felony. He was booked into the Walton County Jail and released on $10,000 bond. Don't do meth, folks. It will rot your brain. Really, it will. Smoke weed instead. Much better. Mm-hmm. All right. We gotta.
However, know your strain, because some will make you increasingly hungry.
Oh no, that's so true.
I mean, if an alien came right now and wanted to eat me, he would have plenty of delicious fat.
I'm sure. Same here. Our next story comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel, bringing us a politician who, well, fits right in for Florida. A politician in Miami who is running to replace a current retired representative claims that she was once taken aboard a spaceship by aliens where they discussed a number of topics. In two videos released by the Miami Herald, Bratina Rodriguez Aguilera explains in detail how she was abducted by aliens when she was 7 years old and says that they have communicated with her telepathically several times since then. Ooh. The 59-year-old politician, who was Doral's first economic developer and was a Doral councilman from 2012 to 2014, said that the aliens, two female and one male, that they looked like humans, and they were dressed in party outfits when she had met them. Rodriguez Aguilera said the aliens chatted with her about a series of things that would happen, including how God is not a person and is a universal energy. The world's energy center is in Africa, and there are over 30,000 skulls in a cave in Malta. Yes. The aliens also discussed ISIS, but Rodriguez Aguilera would not give details on what she was told. In a statement on Friday, Rodriguez Aguilera told Miami Herald that she's not the only person who believes in other life forms, yadda 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 yadda. And then the story went on with a long and boring pile of shit. So find something shorter to stick in here, okay? Are you calling my wife like I asked you not to? I think Dick White was working this. We got to tell Dick White to stop doing this text-to-speech thing when he's doing these things in the office. Exactly. Anyway, so let's move on. Because that was just that. I don't know what. I think I was severely drinking at that point. All right. So, our final Florida news story of the night. We have to refresh for this one.
Sexy.
Yeah. Our final naked Florida story of the night comes from the Ocala Star Banner and tells us about a serial exposer, which I guess is better than a serial killer like we have running around Tampa right now. I have to talk about that real quick. Last May, an Ocala woman was stopped at the traffic light when one of her daughters told her that a man was looking at them. The woman said she looked over and she saw him, a man leaning back in the driver's seat, masturbating while looking at her and her daughters. The woman said she got behind the man's vehicle and took a picture of the tag. Information from the tag was used to issue a warrant. Deputy Donut finally caught up with the man this past Thursday. So this was back in May. So they found him on Thursday and placed 42-year-old Daniel under arrest. In an interview with Marion County Sheriff's detectives, Daniel said that although he doesn't remember the actual incident, he said he had exposed himself to people on several occasions.
Oh my.
Daniel told detectives that he does this when he is stressed out. So Daniel was
I am so stressed out.
There you go, Betty. Don't get any ideas, Betty. Daniel was taken into custody on Thursday and was charged with exposure of sexual organs. Looks like he'll be the belle of the ball in jail, being all stressed out like that. And that is it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you too can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 8133278566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on, here it comes. Woohoo! The last 15 minutes of this weird, whoopsie, it's the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
All right. What you trying to say there, buddy?
All right. So you got a couple new Joe Wisdoms that you want to play for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me turn on the background music here.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Fuck, where is that damn data crystal 9? Good night with an E.
No,
that
was
did
not
sound correct. That did not sound like a Joe Wisdom.
Joe Wisdom here. Oh, boy. I got to say, man, general wisdom is just so hard to come by these days. We have lots of information, but what does it all mean? It's just letters and words. How do we apply it all? I mean, we've come way beyond the train traveling east at 45 miles per hour and meet the train traveling towards it at 35 miles per hour. How long did it take that train to meet? I hated those questions. They never made sense to me. Oh, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Wisdom. Go get some, because I got none.
All right.
Hey, do you have a...
Yeah. And then we got this one he sent over.
Hello.
Joe Wisdom here, and I'm just doing a mic test to see how everything sounds, because for some reason, the last Joe Wisdom I recorded sounded like I did the whole thing on a telephone. Not that I don't like telephones. I love everything telephonic. Telephones are my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Telephonic.
Yes, that's right. Joe Wisdom loves telephones. And so should you. They connect you with the world. Thank you for listening to Joe Wisdom testing his microphone setup. Do you have anything to say? Give the studios a call at 813-327-8566 and tell us all about it.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. So,
well, how about
wow, you have a serial killer on the loose?
Yeah, we've had three now in the past 2 weeks in Seminole Heights in Tampa. Yeah, I think there might be some relation to them. I don't know how they were relation, but yeah, some dude, they got a guy on camera, but it's a very bad picture, so you really can't recognize him that well, but maybe somebody will.
Is
three
it something
so
in the water? Does everybody need Brita filters?
It's the heat. It's the sun. It's the heat. It's the sun
really?
That does it. Yeah, it's the heat and sun that it fries people. If you see, I don't go outside. I refuse to go outside. In Florida, I must be encapsulated. I'm like a TCPIP packet. I must be encapsulated from where I start to where I end, and there must be encapsulation all the way through. Yeah,
in nice, cool, air confined
exactly conditioned air. So. Yeah, and that's kind of the whole thing with Tampa is there's a lot of people that they love the sun, they love the beach, good for them. But I think after a while, when you just like you're hanging out in the heat and the sun for a long time, I think it just kind of cooks
you. It just warps you out.
I think it just cooks you. Because it gets hot here. It's like in the fucking the heat index is around the hundreds all the time. It's just out in the sun, you know, and it's gonna bake you.
You can cook eggs and bake bread. It sounds like just on your sidewalk in the sun.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
Although I don't think I'd want to do that on my sidewalk.
No.
I haven't power washed it in a while. So.
Yeah. Especially if you had those ugly birds pooping all over it.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. So, Cubs lost.
Yeah, they lost. Ha ha.
Yeah. So. I hate to be a dick about it. I really do, because I don't care. I don't care about professional sports. In fact, I feel the same way about just about every professional sport out there, which is the fact that it's ridiculous and it wastes a lot of taxpayer money to keep people, I don't know, entertained when it could be doing so much better.
And it takes away a lot of tax revenue.
Yes, exactly. So.
That's how it costs you people. It takes away the tax revenue.
Yes, it does. So, yeah, because you're putting so much into maintenance and you have to build these stadiums and blah, 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 and you support. Yeah, no, all the do you think the Bucks pay to maintain that damn stadium? They sure in the fuck don't. They don't pay a goddamn penny to maintain that stadium. And that's a problem.
Are they a winning team?
Eh, they're okay. But every city with a major leagues with a major sports team is the same. Cubs are the exact same way. The Cubs don't maintain Wrigley Field. Yeah, exactly.
We've got, the Cubs, Bulls, the White Sox, the Bears, exactly.
The Hawks. Taxpayers pay for all that shit.
Yep.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. So we got a minute and 45
I'm not
seconds
broken.
Left. I'm not broken. I don't remember. It's a long story that I don't have time to get into. So.
And what's this Mosaic commercials? That kind of sounds interesting.
Yeah, you're familiar with the Mosaic company. They do like all the phosphorus mining and shit like that. Like destroyed the ecology. They were destroying the ecology in Florida for like decades. So they run these commercials now during Judge Judy. And although I've seen them on other things where they're like, we know reclamation ecology. We revive streams that have been dead for over a century. And this once thought to be extinct bird, we've helped. I'm like, of course you helped them because the fucking EPA made you do it because you fucking killed everything in Florida. Yeah, that's the funny thing about it, is they have these commercials and it's like, we are the saviors of the environment. No, you were the killers of the environment. Yeah. You were mandated to save the environment because you were destroying it. But it's just amazing how marketing and framing always work that way.
Yeah, and that's how misinformation comes around.
Oh, totally, totally.
People don't know the difference. They don't know to research these things and kind of like take a step beyond what
take
you're
a step beyond. Given.
Yep.
Beyond.
Winger, and you know, we're pretty glad that you've taken a step beyond. Status of Roger PC. Roger
yes.
PC is coming along. Right. I think we've resolved our activation issues.
Well, we've been recasting it for Weekend with
yes.
Joe. So every time you
yes.
listen to Weekend with Joe now, you're listening to his own little setup.
And I'm going to put these Joe Wisdoms into the lineup, so you'll hear some of these crazy, wacky Joe's Wisdoms every once in a while.
There you go. That sounds awesome.
They're all wacky, folks, because I'm wacky.
Yeah, we are all wacky. Yep. And hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. And well, that copy's from last week. Oh, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and Betty's getting a little fresh with the Rico down in the hallway. And we don't want that happening, because those bitches are sensitive. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our like recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Oh, hey, yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyamper Radio. Please come out and check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I play some intriguing science and language programs and jazzy stuff from Quality Radio Productions, sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, broadcasting from Chicago.
Yes, and you can make your morning commute more commutable with a weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays questionably acceptable programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Tune into Traffic with Toppers on your drive home, afternoons 3:30 to 7:30. He does obscure music with strange personalities. And then don't forget to check out Sunday Tea Dance on Sundays from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m., where we highlight different DJs such as DJ Sin Happy, DJ Rain Pilates, and DJ Testosterone.
Wow, Anthony! So much awesome programming! Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure to tune in on your own favorite device to our 24-hour internet radio station, Shyamp Radio. Visit www.shyampa.info. Listen live, check out the Joe and Anthony Show past shows, and see our most current broadcast schedule there. Also, follow us at Facebook.com/Shyamper Radio and Twitter.com/Shyamper Radio, because every once in a while I go to those places, especially Twitter more often, and I post little ditties or retweets and just fun little things.
Do you like to Twitter your twaddle? Or is that twaddle your
yes.
twaddle?
Yes.
Twitter.
I tweet my twaddle.
You tweet your twaddle? Good for
yes.
you. Good
yes.
for you. See, look at that, and we finished with like 18 seconds.
We've got banter capabilities going on here,
just
folks.
A little bit, yeah, we sure do.
Yeah.
And we're going to take it up talking about it.
Unfortunately,
we're going to take up the time talking about what we could talk about.
I just finished a whole bunch of donuts.
I wish I could have a whole bunch of donuts. Those look delicious. My donut. I got a donut this weekend, and the top of the fucking donut got stuck to the bag.
I hate
when
that.
I pulled the donut off, it was just the donut. Like,
you would
complete
think donut
separation.
Companies would know this and develop bags to prevent this.
Yeah, but they use wax bag. That's what like Dunkin' uses. They use like there's like a wax. Or they used to. I don't think they do anymore. But they
no,
used to use those waxy
don't.
Bags. And
nobody
then,
uses
you know,
those anymore.
No, and that's a shame. Or at least just you know wrap it in tissue paper. You know, like that cellophane wrap or something. You know, that cellophane.
Roll it toilet paper.
Not toilet paper. Not toilet paper. You know that you know
yeah,
that plastic
I know what
wrap.
You're talking about.
Shut up. Anyone, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog at shyampa.info. Remember, folks. Oh, excuse me. Don't go exposing yourself after you've beat the shit out of the mailbox with a pipe you stole from aliens with small heads and big cocks. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new, no, an old episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for
Oh, fuck it. I don't even know how to pronounce
Utherfilifus.
Utherfilifus.
Fuck, where's that damn data crystal 9?
Exactly.
Oh, oopsie poopsie.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.